Hello, my name is Isabel, and I'm one of the award-winning Blue Badge guides in London Walk Stables. One of my great interests is local history, particularly that history close to my home in Walworth, South London, where I have devised a number of walks around neighbourhoods not usually prominent in the guidebooks. Much pleasure comes from finding little nuggets in the course of my research. But at some stage, hard decisions have to be made about what will and will not be included in the walk. Sadly, some nuggets, to mix my metaphors, end up on the cutting room floor. This podcast is about one such nugget, someone I learned about when I was researching my Denmark Hill and Camberwell walk, Claude Champion de Crespigny, Baronet. His maxim, which he faithfully followed, was, "Where there is a daring deed to be done in any part of the world, an Englishman should leap to the front to accomplish it." His name is a bit of a giveaway that his family originated in France, coming to England as Protestant refugees in the 17th century. But like many Huguenots, they embraced their new country and became thoroughly anglicised in a short space of time. Around Denmark Hill, you'll find references to the family. There's Champion Hill, Champion Park, Champion Grove, and de Crespigny Park. Claude's great-grandparents, William and Mary, no, not that William and Mary, lived at Champion Lodge on the corner of Denmark Hill and Love Lane. William was the first baronet. He and Mary, who was a poet and writer, enjoyed entertaining. In 1804, they held a party for 500 guests, one of whom was the Prince of Wales. There was dancing and music in the gardens and tables loaded with food inside the house. Maybe Claude's love of action was inherited from his grandfather, a naval officer who saved so many men's lives he was nicknamed the Newfoundland Dog. Certainly Claude claimed his own confidence in rough seas, he was a fearless swimmer, canoeist and single-handed sailor, was due to this grandparent. Not that Claude's exploits were confined to water. He was such a daring rider in the hunting field, he was dubbed the Mad Rider and had a 50-year career as a steeplechaser. He found flat racing too tame, winning many races. In 1860, aged 13, he had entered the Navy and served as a midshipman, but transferred to the Army in 1866, serving with the King's Royal Rifles in both Ireland and India. He believed fighting, whether with fists or pistols, was a manly occupation, and one he pursued into his 70s. Claude resigned his army commission in 1870, finding the restrictions of the life tiresome. However, during the Franco-Prussian War, he volunteered with the Garde Cuirassier, a German cavalry regiment, and was arrested three times by the French as a spy as he made his way home. He married Georgiana McCarroll in 1872, and the couple lived in Essex with their nine children, five boys and four girls. Claude combined his duties as a captain in the Suffolk Yeomanry with his passion for steeplechasing. He often took part in three or four races in a single day. During one race, he fell and was knocked unconscious when he received a kick to the head. After 2 days in bed to recover, he got up and rolled his cricket ground. The following day he took a Turkish bath and rode in two more races the day after that. Having enjoyed adventures on land and at sea, the air now beckoned, and in 1882 Claude took up ballooning. In July 1883 he became the first man to cross the North Sea by balloon, for which feat he was awarded the Balloon Society's Gold Medal. He learned he might soon be High Sheriff of Essex, and in that role responsible for executions in the county. So he decided he needed to know what was involved, and assisted at the execution of three murderers in Carlisle. He was the first European to swim the Nile Rapids in 1889, and a decade later, now aged 52, he and Georgiana went to join three of their sons in the South Africa War. Claude served as a scout with the cavalry. Georgiana nursed the wounded. He retired from steeplechasing in 1914, aged 67. That left time for more leisurely pursuits: swimming, high diving, sailing, and long distance walking. He died at home, in a house also called Champion Lodge, but this one was in Malden, Essex, in 1935, the same year as Georgiana. When I first read about Claude, his story reminded me of Michael Palin's series Ripping Yarns. Palin's great friend Terry Jones lived in the neighbourhood of Denmark Hill for many years, and I often wonder if he knew the story of Claude, Champion de Crespigny, and shared it with his friend Michael.